accent, so we're already going.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi, welcome to Topatoes Media Junkies. Back at it again.
This is Charlie.
This is JJ.
How's it going?
Fucking it up again.
No, this is our charm.
Right, our charm.
Charm.
It's screwing up the beginning.
It's coming in
wacky. I was so ready to be good this time.
It's coming in wacky and fun. That's what this is.
Anyway, what are we here for today?
Moon Knight.
Right. Episode 3. Yes. Yes, yes. It's a discussion.
The halfway point throughout the show.
Yeah, because we have 3 more episodes.
Yes, 6 episodes supposedly for this season.
I don't think it's supposedly. I think it is.
As far as I know.
So let's talk about it. This episode was... They had a really cool fight scene.
Yeah, there's a... Before that, let's bring it early.
Let's bring it back.
We had the beginning part where... Obviously now in Cairo, in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mark in control that got left last time. I'm glad that we got a lot more Mark in this one.
There's quite a bit of Mark.
Yeah, so you can see the contrast between the two personalities.
It started off as Mark.
Yes.
Right?
And it was Mark. Like, Mark was in the main seat most of the time while... What's his name? The second... Or the main guy. Main version of him.
Oh, Steven?
Steven, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, it was mostly Mark in charge, with Steven being the one to be like, hey, let me out. Let me have the body.
Let me out!
Come on.
Let me out!
But yeah, being able to see Mark actually be confident, opposed to Steven's, like, not really bumbling, not really knowing what he's doing from the first 2 episodes, seeing Mark throughout most of it, you can see how...
Not really know what he's doing, unless it has to do with archaeology and history.
Yes. And it's cool to see the mercenary aspect. But I do... Like, in the beginning, he starts beating up those street thugs, trying to figure out where the dig's taking place. And he has to beat up the kids, trying to figure out where they are, like, where the main bad guy is. I forget his name. The actor,
Well, Ethan Hawke plays...
I don't know his name.
Fuck! I spent all this time remembering Khonshu. Yeah. You see? I remember that now.
You got the name.
Khonsh and the shell and the
Mighty
shoe.
Khonshu. Praise Almighty Khonsh.
But
either way, what's the actor's name?
Ethan Hawke.
We're calling him Ethan. So, he's trying to stop Ethan. He's trying to figure out where he is. So, he finds his contact being killed by the street thugs. So, he starts beating him up. And then Steven takes over to prevent him from killing them. Well, Steven thinks he's going to kill him.
Arthur.
Okay.
Is his name. Arthur. Harrow.
Harrow.
One of those.
Harrow.
We'll call him Harrow.
But, I like that Steven takes over and tries to immediately... get in a cab to go back to the airport. But it leads to...
Oh, when he takes over, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it leads to Mark waking up to everyone being dead. And he's like, Jesus Christ, Steven, what did you do? And he's like, I didn't do this. This was you. You've been in charge of the body. Hinting at the third personality.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that. I wonder if they're going to... What we were talking about...
Which, we also, at the very end of the episode, we just so happened to be watching the credits roll by, and there is a specific screenshot...
With the 3 heads. Yeah. 3 different faces.
It was like Oscar Isaac's face.
3 times
3
out.
Times almost like lifted off of his face. So we're extrapolating that
you're
might
using
mean...
the context clues.
Yes. That the third one will show up this season...
At least by the end of it.
By name, because...
Well, that's good. That's going a little far. I think we'll just find out that for sure that there's a third personality.
Well, I mean, they've already... all right, we'll see.
Because right now it's kind of like, well, that's
Does
weird.
Does the third personality have a name in the comic books or not?
Yes.
Okay, so then I personally think they're going to name him, but...
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I know. I think he'll at least show up.
Yeah, he'll definitely show up at least.
All right, but so that... lead runs fail because everyone ends up dying that he's trying to find out where it is. So he's like, hey, we're going to have to pull a court together. Say that this
Harrow
guy's...
Oh, yeah, he's asking Khonshu how he would get the gods to come together to have a court.
Yeah, because he's like, we're not going to find this person in time. We need to just get the other gods together and be like,
tell him
he's
stop,
bad.
Stop
he's a bad man.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I got a way we can do this real quick. And bam, solar eclipse.
Makes a solar eclipse. Makes the gods angry at Khonshu.
So, you know.
Which he knew was going to happen.
He gets back together. The whole thing takes place. Everyone's avatars show up and they all talk through their avatars, the gods.
Right.
And
then Harrow
I wonder if
shows
we're
going to
see any more of the gods because, like, they seem very...
Well,
we're not
I think
involved.
We're going to see them at least one more time because of
I meant actually use powers.
Oh, actually use
like
powers?
Their avatars, like, are all the avatars going to suit up at some point?
Right. I don't know, because I don't know how Moon Knight goes. Because what's happening is the other gods, other than Khonshu, have stepped back from humanity in not meddling in anything. They have their avatars.
Yeah, it sounds like they were like, that the humans did something that fucked up. Because they were like, they chose to not want us around, so.
I don't know what exactly that means, but to me, I was getting the vibe as of like, we stopped.
Khonshu was like, you turned your back on them. And they were like, no, humans turned their back on us.
Right, but I don't know if that means that they're just butthurt that we found other religions,
Or, you know, maybe they did something and, like, we're like, fuck
right.
The gods.
I don't know if there's something we actually did to them that was an F you to the gods.
I'm sure we did. Come on. We're humans.
It's very possible. We're crappy beings.
Come on.
But the avatars, they don't do anything through their avatars. Yeah. They just are there to observe, is I think what they said.
Yeah, so I wonder if, like, later in the series, if they're going to suit up to help out
and they
Mark.
They might. Once they realize that Hero is actually trying to bring back Amit, because when they tried to tell the council or the other guides that he was bringing him back, Hero showed up to defend himself.
He's like, that man's crazy, and it's because Khonshu's a dick.
Khonshu's a dick. This man is broken. His avatar isn't even a full person.
Yeah, he made me crazy in the past.
Yeah, because I am the way I am because of him. He abused me.
And boom.
They didn't believe him.
Court adjourned.
Right, court adjourned. They're like, this man's crazy.
And if
Khonshu's out of line.
And an important thing, if you pull a stunt like the sun again, we're going to turn you into stone.
Right, yeah, exactly. So they threatened him.
Foreshadowing. So we get a really cool scene where like, all right, we're going to have to take this into the next phase. There's a sarcophagus. It probably will tell us where the location is. Knock on wood. So his wife meets up with them, and they go to her old fling's mansion estate.
Horse
riding
sure,
place.
Yeah.
To look over the sarcophagus, and then you get a pretty cool fight scene between Moon Knight and a bunch of guards.
It was a big fight scene.
Now there was murdering, which I appreciated. So you got the good old killing, but there was no blood. So
they're trying
to keep it PG.
Yeah, there wasn't.
I was hoping for a more Ari.
There was a little bit of blood, but it was mostly on the weapons after it had taken place.
Yeah, it was like he was throwing shurikens into people or his little moon.
Are those even shurikens at that point?
They're
are they
blades.
Like
they're the moon blades?
They're like half blades.
They're
or something?
Moon blades.
Moon blades. All right, but I did like the setting of the fight because when they showed up, the dude was like learning some form of horseback fighting. So they're like in this big dirt
arena,
and. So the fight ended up taking place mostly
in
there.
The dirt arena.
Oh, man. They're like, driving the horses. They're riding the horses around.
They speared him a bunch of
times. Yeah, they speared him. Like a few times.
Yeah, it was funny because he mentioned that I'll give you my healing healing suit. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have that healing suit. And you're like, healing suit? And then it all made sense once he started taking a couple harpoons to the chest. It's like, it is a healing suit.
I think one of the funniest parts was right before he got speared the first time. And Steven was like,
Let me take over.
And somehow got control.
Yeah, I think he either let it happen or he just managed to quickly wiggle his way
in
there.
I don't remember how
it
happened.
But he just immediately switched to his other costume.
Right, so Steven is now fighting.
He's like, all right, guys, calm down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's trying to calm the situation down.
Yeah, he's like, guys, let's just stop fighting. Calm down and boom, harpoon to the chest or back. All right, take it back,
take the body back.
And just immediately changes back.
Yeah, that was great. I love that.
But yeah, that was definitely the funniest part of the movie. Or show.
We get confused here.
Too much media. Too much. But yeah, that just the whole fight scene. Wish it was a little more bloody, but I could understand them not wanting to go hard R with it yet.
That's Disney going, whoa. We can show some blood.
Fight takes place, though. How the hell does it end?
How does the fight end?
Yeah.
Well, the main dude that they had...
I remember he runs away.
Did he run away? I thought he...
He was fighting the girl. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. He was running at his girlfriend. And he
his
broke...
His wife, you mean?
Well, ex-wife. Wife, yeah.
There's still husband and wife.
Hey, the papers are there. She signed him. He just needs to sign him, and it's a divorce.
He didn't sign him yet, so there's still husband and wife.
Steven didn't sign him. He's like, I wouldn't want to divorce you.
Yeah. So still technically they're married.
Whatever. His wife was laying there injured on the ground, and then he was about to come in with the horse and kill him, and but he ran across and hit him off the horse.
Yeah. And I think that's how it ended.
Yes.
So then they grabbed all the stuff from the sarcophagus.
And brought it back to the Jeep into the middle of the freaking desert. Right. I don't know why, so what made them pick this spot, but...
They're Mark and Lila, I think her name is.
Leia?
One of the... I don't know. Starts with an L. They're trying to look at the pieces of cloth that are supposedly a map to where they need to go. And they can't figure it out. And
the wife's like, hey... Bring him out.
Bring what? Steven out. Mark doesn't want to do it.
Bring him out. Fine. Just rips off the...
Which leads me to another great moment in the show.
Yes.
So Oscar Isaac did a transformation from Mark to Steven.
Without the whole flashy...
Right. So no, like, loss of time. You see it on his face.
Just immediately changes accents, changes...
And it was really, really good.
Yeah.
He did it... Very well.
Yeah, no cut or anything, just a transfer from one to another.
And you can see it from the way he was holding his body, the facial features, the accent.
Yeah.
Really, really well
done.
Little
mannerisms and tics that only Steven has. Very, very good.
And it's all done within like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. And immediately, as soon as Steven takes the reins, he's taking the pieces of cloth, folding them certain ways.
Making him into a star.
Yeah, makes him into a star.
Bam.
You kind of also get a moment where Layla, his wife, is looking at him. And you see some sparks there where she almost likes Steven more.
Yeah, because throughout the whole rest of the episode, she's kind of like, Mark, you're a dick.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Steven and her share a bunch of common interests, speaking French,
archaeology,
all the stuff, you know, that
all
she
the
likes.
Egyptian history and stuff like that.
Which I guarantee that's going to be like some internal fight between the two of them at some point.
Foreshadowing.
But they figure out where it is, and they're like, all right, we can use this little map to triangulate the stars. But, oh no, every couple thousand years, the stars move ever so slightly, so nothing's in the same place anymore. How are we going to find it? Oh, don't worry, I can turn back the night sky to the night a thousand years ago, I remember.
Said Khonshu,
with his big bird head.
With his big bird brain.
Big bird brain. He's like, by the way, put your hands up. All right, now move left. All right, now... And then sky starts flying through.
Well, he also does tell him.
No, not yet. He starts flying through, and he's like mid-changing. He's like, I don't know how much I can do this. He's like, by the way, when Mark wakes up, tell him to come get me out of stone. And as he says this, it cuts over to the other gods. Like, all right, Khonshu, I'm fucked up for the last time. Put him in the stone. And they have like a little stone that they're putting him into. So they manage to fly the sky back far enough to see where the tomb is. But Khonshu gets trapped in the stone, leaving him now without his suit and without his powers in the middle of the desert.
Yep.
Ready to fight Hera.
He done fucked up.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah. So I feel like there was a lot that happened.
Not...
In terms of, like...
Not a lot actually happened. There was a cool, like, fight. Like, the whole episode was just kind of like, how do we find this
place?
Yeah,
you had the, like, big fight.
There was
a
little
fight.
No, little fight first with the street thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Some husband-wife stuff between Mark and Layla?
I think it's Layla.
You sure?
I can look it up right now.
You look it up. I'll explain.
Okay.
So there's the beating up the people, the trial, so husband-wife stuff, getting to the rich guy's house to get the map.
Yeah, Layla.
And ending in the desert. Okay, Layla. Not a lot happened. It was mostly like this whole episode was just them trying to find where the tomb was.
Oh, yeah, and they didn't even find it yet.
No, they did. So, At the very end, they found it.
They found out where it is.
So this whole
they just didn't
was,
get to the
this
spot
whole episode was a knowledge episode.
Yeah.
But it was still entertaining enough. It went by fast, I felt.
Yeah, 50... Oh, wait, we had an argument about this right before we watched it. I think it was like 52 minutes.
52 minutes, exactly. Yeah. Including beginning and end.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it.
I think the fight scene was cool.
The fight scene was very good. I liked... what's his name? Acting a lot.
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac is an amazing actor. Love him. Mm-hmm. I also love the villain.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah.
Mm. Both very
good
actors.
Harrow. I'm going to have to do better at remembering these names.
Yeah, names are hard.
To be fair, this is only the third episode, though.
I'm also getting stuff mixed up from all the books I'm reading and names. And
there's a lot of names going on.
Stuff's going on.
Man. I know. But I think the episode was good. It's... Like you said, not a lot happened. I felt like it did initially because we got like to a point.
Once you look at everything, though,
it felt also very pressing. The whole episode felt like they
needed
to
find this. We got
to
go
get this done right now. So I think maybe that's why I thought a lot got done, because they did accomplish the mission they set out to do.
The thing that was nice, it didn't drag, so it felt like they were, like, it didn't feel like they were just sitting around doing nothing the whole time. There was always something happening.
No, you're right. It didn't feel like they were sitting around doing nothing at all. Even when they were having arguments, they were on a bus going to another spot.
Yeah.
When they were, or no, was it a bus? I think one of them was driving. Anyway, but anytime that they were talking about things, they were either in the middle of solving the cloth puzzle, or in transit to go to another place, or in a fight.
And the nice thing is they were building on facts. Like, one, here's about information about the gods and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's information about the wife's and husband's relationship. There's always something important related to the story going on. It was never any just lull time of like, hey, let's stand around and talk about something unimportant.
And I don't remember which god it was, but there was the god of
yes, it took his side.
Yes.
It was the goddess of music and love.
Yeah, but I can't remember what her name is. Her avatar did approach him at the end of the first council meeting.
Yeah, and
gave him a little bit of a...
She was the one who told him about the sarcophagus.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's how they found him in the first place.
So, he's not completely alone when it comes to the other gods. It almost felt like she was like, well, I can't really side with you.
I can't help you, but I can kind of point you in the direction.
Right, yeah. So I can't publicly take your side.
And then at the very end, Hera showed up to the statue of Khonshu and was like, just so you know, this was your fault. Because you were a bastard and you drove me crazy, you led me to my true purpose and calling. So all this is happening is really your fault. Thanks, bud.
What was it? He said, all that killing you made me do. I actually
enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed the killing, but...
You made me this way.
Yeah, you broke me so much that everything that happens from this point is your thanks to you.
And before he was talking to the statue, one of the gods, he had asked him,
Can he
still hear? And they told him, yeah, we think so.
Yeah, so he's like, I just want you to know, your fault.
And this, he said, and this victory
this victory is because of you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So just flexing a little bit.
So I wonder if he's going to sneak in and fight the other avatars for the statue.
Because
he won't be able to use his suit, but.
Well, he's going to have to figure something out.
Yeah.
Because the main thing is Amit is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
He doesn't have a healing suit, so he can't really...
Healing suit, doesn't have the backing of the other gods.
So literally, he's just a crazy person right now.
Yeah, he's just a crazy person. And maybe that's where the third personality will come in.
Maybe. There's only 3 episodes left.
I know, but I mean...
Hmm.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I felt like I said, I felt like there was a lot that happened. It really wasn't. It was just because it was such a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
It felt like a pretty solid episode because
What do you think of it compared to the other episodes?
It's hard because this is middle. I think I really liked the introduction of Moon Knight.
The first episode?
The first episode was really good. Honestly, all the episodes have been good. I wouldn't say they're great. It's definitely one of the better shows for Marvel.
Yeah.
It's not a Marvel movie. If that makes any sense. I don't feel like
you're watching something Marvel?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Because Marvel has a very distinct feel to it. Like, if you go and watch
a Thor movie,
Guardians, Galaxy of the Galaxy, or Iron Man, it doesn't feel that crazy superhero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It's a different vibe.
It's just a different vibe. Huh?
It's a different vibe. It definitely feels a lot darker.
Mm-hmm. I wish they just go that little extra distance.
I want them to cross that threshold, because I don't think they're going to because it's Disney.
It's the only worry that gives me for, like, Blade. I want Blade to be R. It seems like they're going in the right direction. Like, they're at least killing people off. Like,
they're killing people, yeah, yeah.
People are getting stabbed, thrown in the face.
Proud of you, Disney.
Marvel has always been the more... We don't got a problem killing people as long as people are saved.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, DC's always, you don't kill people. I mean, don't get me wrong, Spider-Man doesn't like to kill people, too. But you know what I'm saying.
It happens, but... this is not Spider-Man talk. This is Moon Knight.
Until they cross over.
Maybe. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Moon Knight's just out here killing people. And Spider-Man's like, what are you doing?
He does show up in a lot of the comics with Moon Knight.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Because well, there's even like...
That'll be really interesting. You see Moon Knight like slicing somebody's throat with this moon blade and Spider-Man standing behind him like a Shaun of the Dead scene where they're just... You remember where the girl fell into the... she got up and there's a hole in her stomach.
It always comes back to Shaun of the Dead.
I love Shaun of the Dead. But yeah.
But with Spider-Man and Moon Knight, there's one specific comic. I'm trying to remember which one it is. It's either when they're fighting Gamora or they're fighting Thanos. And Spider-Man's trying to explain to Moon Knight what's going on. He's like, wait, so he's the bad guy now? Who am I hitting? And he's like, all right, just listen. Whoever I start punching, punch them.
That's very direct information.
Just punch whoever I punch. That was Spider-Man's direction to Moon Knight.
Fair enough.
But I also like that you got a little of that. Remember what I told you? I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast, but Moon Knight, the way he fights, not even Taskmaster likes to copy him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just fights brawl style.
You're right, because he has the healing cloak, so he doesn't mind getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, they added that a little bit, I think. I think
definitely
it did
with
heal
the spears.
Him. It did heal him, but he's just more of a crazy person when he fights. So yeah, he just goes in, like, the healing thing, that's not why he does
who
it.
Who is it? You were talking Poise last time, right? Like, from the Dark Souls games. You kind of just fight through the other person hitting you. You let them crunch your face a little bit as you're doing your follow-through.
So while
he
was running in, he was getting shot and, like, hit while he's punching people and throwing blades at people. So
yeah,
it was nice
I can see what you mean. It's an interesting fighting style.
It's got that high point.
When you don't really have to worry about dying as much.
But now he doesn't have the suit.
Now he doesn't have the suit, so he's going to have to figure out.
And I also want
to
know, is his third personality like a crazy killing psychopath? Because he killed all of that gang. Because Mark kills people too.
Yeah.
But remember how he was also told that he executed people? That's why Steven doesn't trust him?
Right, yeah.
He said because it was told that he executed a bunch of scientists on a dig. Remember that? Archaeologist.
So I wonder if that was the third personality.
Yeah, if that was Mark or the third personality. Because the third personality had a knife in someone's stomach and just a bunch of dead people all around him.
Yeah. Which is not Mark's style.
Yeah, Mark was beating the shit out of people. Then again, he was throwing,
and
he was throwing blades at people.
We did find out that Mark has some scruples, though, because there was the one kid.
The kid, yeah, that he didn't want to kill.
In the gang that when he was fighting him, he thought...
Oh, Khonshu's a dick. Hold him over the edge. He'll spill the guts.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, he said, I don't want to do this. And he's like, he'll spill.
Yeah, he'll tell you if you hold him over the edge. And the kid's like, I'll take me.
And then he just jumped off.
And then Akanji's like, I didn't think he'd do it.
But it was good. I like the episode. I like the show so far.
Yeah, I'm down for I'm fully invested to sit for the rest of
it. It feels like it's revving up. I feel because of the episode and what a pressure cooker it was, that it was definitely not a climax. But you could feel it getting
up more,
getting closer to.
I just hope we don't get a long episode of powerless Mark now.
We might next episode,
but maybe he'll start he'll keep doing more fisticuffs.
Yeah, maybe Mark will teach him how to fight.
That would be funny seeing classy Moon Knight Steven version fighting with his two little staff, the sticks.
Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting.
Only a couple more days till it's out.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're doing this one a little bit late.
Yes. Things happen. Get over it.
Life happens.
Life finds a way.
Shut up, Charlie. All right. Well, I think that's it for today.
Yeah, keep an eye out for more stuff. As always, links in the description.
Mm-hmm. Check it.
Twitter.
Facebook. YouTube. Email.
Message us.
Be a real one. Hit us up.
Tell us something.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. We'll see you
go on
next. We'll see you a little later this week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
See you.